Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Chinese Family History Group podcast. We strive to provide valuable content to you through our live meetings and Zoom webinars, but we realize some of you might also want a different style of program, so we decided to bring you an audio podcast that you can listen to anytime, when you're driving, doing chores, or multitasking. Please let us know what you think of this format and how we can continue to bring value to you. My name is Gary Leach, and I'll be your host today. I've been a member of the Chinese Family History Group of Southern California for about 3 years, and I serve as the co-chair of the membership team. When I started digging into my Chinese family history several years ago, I had no idea what a Jiaohu was. And then I went to China and found my genealogy book, which I thought was a Jiaohu, only to be told it was a Zhupu. So if you're not familiar with these books, you're not alone. But suffice to say, these books or documents are the holy grail of Chinese family history research. Today, we'll discuss what's in them, how they're organized, and how to find them. I'm joined by a bit of an expert on this topic, Lena Lee. Lena works as an Asia research specialist for family search at the Family History Library in Salt Lake City, Utah. She worked as an interpreter and translator for 15 years before joining Family Search. As a Utah resident, Lena admits to being an avid Utah Jazz basketball fan. She's born and raised in Malaysia, where my family's also from, and Lena is fluent in Mandarin, Cantonese, Hokkien, Malay, and English. Good morning, Lena. How are you today?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me for this.
I'm so glad to have you here, because you're going to be able to tell our audience everything they want to know about Jiaohu. So let's start out with that basic question. What is a Jiaohu?
That's a great question. Jiaohu is, like you said earlier, it's a holy grail of Chinese genealogy. What it means is literally family book. What it is usually is a patrilineal lineage record that usually does not have prominent records of the women in the family. If you happen to have a Jiaohu of your family, and you should be able to link back to many generations.
Wow, well, that's interesting. And it's interesting also to hear you say it's patrilineal or male dominated, because I have a book that has my grandmother's family and they're only males in it all the way. But then I have a Zhupu, which is the one I got when I went to China, that has my mother and her sisters listed, but their names are not correct. So it sounds like they spent more time focusing on the male part of it. But let's get to that question. What is the difference between a Jiaohu and a Zhupu?
So Jiaohu, the word Jia means family. So it is a record of usually mostly your direct family line, a record of a direct family lineage. While Zhupu, the word Zhu is clan. So it's a clan lineage record. However, these two terms are being used interchangeably nowadays.
Okay. And what I've been told is, like you say, the Zhupu is a clan book, that mine is anybody, in our case, with the surname Chu, that's from anywhere, but we may or may not be directly related, or we may be very distantly related, as opposed to the Jiaohu that you helped me look at earlier for my grandmother, which is directly her parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents.
Yep, you're absolutely correct on that. It is a lot easier to find your family name in a Jiaohu because, again, it's your family, whereas Zhupu, it could be the whole last name of Li, last name of Chun from a certain village, and it might not even have any blood relation to you. However, they consider themselves as a clan. So in that clan, there are many family that lives in the same village, in the same clan, and you might or might not be able to locate your own line.
Got it. So you talked about what you might find in them. So tell me, is there a certain structure or a kind of a contents that is common to all the Jiaohu?
That is a tricky question. The answer is yes and no. It just depends on how your family keep your own Jiaohu. So it just depends on individual families. But normally, typically, you usually find a Jiaohu start with a title page or a book cover, so to speak, that we're more familiar with, that contains the family name, the date published, type of genealogy, whether it's a Jiaohu or Zhupu, it usually will say it's on the cover, and the name of the Tang Hao. And also you can find like preface, table of contents, portraits of founding ancestors, pedigree charts, generation tables, generation name chart, or family poems. If your ancestor are one of those who keep really good records, you might be able to find maps of your ancestral village. maps of tombs and grave sites and so forth. But the more important, the meat of the jiapu really is you find personal names, their literally names and their style names, also relationship to father, whether they're direct offspring or adopted to the family, also education and government service degree, birth date, date of death, burial location, and usually for the women part of it, they will add the surname of the wife. So if you have jiapu, you probably will see a lot of shi, the word shi, like Huang Shi, Li Shi, so the surname of the wife, but not the given name of the wife.
So I understand. And you mentioned, obviously this contains names and a lot of information. I know that sometimes people have a birth name, a milk name, a common name, a death name. Are you likely to find multiple names in there? Or if not, what is the most common type of name you would find in the jiapu?
Yes, you can find all of those usually. Even my own jiapu, it's just my direct line, but each ancestor have multiple names. Especially the further back you go, the more names they have, I find that. But modern day Chinese, we don't do that very often. It's not very customary to do that anymore. Usually modern day Chinese have one name, but way before our time, they usually have a name, milk name, that when you're born, you're given a name. And when you go to school, you might have your peers give you a 学号, like your scholarly name. Mm. And then also when you're married, you have, so to speak, a grown-up name, like your married name. And when you have passed away, a lot of time they give you a name where, because of a taboo to mention your name while you were living, you usually get a name given to you after you pass away. So you can find any of these combinations in a jiapu or jiupu.
Oh, fascinating. And I know on a different topic that it will be addressed in a different podcast, we may talk about tombstones or grave markers. That's where you would see that name after passing. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's also recorded in a jiapu and jiupu as well. It's someone's pass, and then the person that's keeping the record and will add it to the jiapu and jiupu.
I understand. So it's certainly clear why people would want to find this document and the wealth of information that could be in it. So let's get to what might be the meat of this is, what are some ways people can find their jiapu, and specifically in Family Search? I know you have an extensive collection there. So discuss how people can find their jiapu, if you would.
Absolutely. This jiapu, it is Chinese genealogy is very unique in a way that we don't really do it the same way any other genealogy. If you look at Western European, you know, America, Canada, genealogy, a lot of time you can find online census record, birth certificate, death certificate, marriage certificate. However, Chinese genealogy, those records are not as available online. Mm. And so you just really rely on family records. So the best way to get your jiapu is through family. Mm. Talk to every single relatives that you can, and you know, uncle, aunts, extended family. I will use my own personal example. I talked to my dad for like 10 years. I keep asking him, do we have a jiapu? Do we have a jiapu? No, we don't have a jiapu. Well, and then later I just keep asking cousins and uncles and my grandfather's brothers, come to find out we do have a jiapu, but it took me 15 years to ask the right person. The jiapu has been there the whole time. My dad just didn't know. He didn't care. You know, he didn't care to find out. So according to him, we didn't have any jiapu. But it took me 15 years to ask questions to the right person to find that. So Chinese genealogy is almost like, I would call it the work of detective. We're not just genealogists, we're detectives. We have to track people down, find relationship, and just have to be so diligent in and not to be shy in asking questions. So the best way is through your family. Also, yes, you mentioned Family Search. Family Search has quite a collection online, and we have about viewable record. It's about 65,000, around 65,000 jiapu.
Wow, that seems like everybody.
And you would think so, but no, we barely, you know, of all the people in China that ever live and still live, you know, that's, we haven't even really made a dent yet. But yes, there we have about 65,000 viewable records on our website. And if you can't locate your family members, you can't find out, you can't find your Jiapu on family search. Another way is go back to your ancestral village to see if there's a clan house, or usually they have village office, and that might keep some records still. If you can find your ancestral village, and you might be able to locate a Jiapu or Jupu.
Wow, well, that's what all of us hope to do, is both find the Jiapu, and in many cases, we still need to find our ancestral village. If somebody were to try to look in family search or maybe other databases, what kind of information do they have to look for? Do they have to have the Chinese characters? Can they search for it in Romanized characters? What information is critical?
Can you search in Romanized? Yes, you can, but you're not going to get the best result. Mm-hmm. Really, when it comes to Chinese genealogy, if you think about Jiapu, everything's written in Chinese. So if you only have the Romanized alphabets or pinyin, you're not going to be able to find that in a Jiapu. So it is essential, crucial that you have the name in Chinese characters and you have the ancestral village. When I talk about ancestral village, I'm not talking about the whole province like Guangdong. That's just too big. You want to narrow it down as narrow as possible. So you need the name of the ancestor and the ancestral village, both in Chinese character. If you give me a Romanized words, pinyin, there are so many combinations, and there's just no way to be able to dial it down to one name and search in that direction. So yes, you do need Chinese characters.
Okay, I understand. And if somebody were to come into one of the LDS family history centers, what sort of assistance do people like you or other volunteers provide?
Okay, you actually, thanks to COVID, we have been so innovative with many things that we change the things we do now, because you used to have to physically be in Salt Lake City in a family history library or any other affiliated family search, family history library around the state. But you certainly can come in here still to the library, and we can assist you. We have people that will bring you to the right person, right specialist. We have specialists at the office on duty, at the library on duty. But if you can't come into the office, you can definitely set up an online consultation through our website. And then with that consultation, you know, you can submit your documents for a specialist like myself to look at, and we can discuss and talk about strategy. If the document isn't too large, and if it's just a few pages of translation, we can definitely help with that as well. You can definitely also bring your book into the library and have one of the specialists help you translate the document. It just really depends on your needs, and ideally you want to be able to set appointment and let us know way ahead so we can block out the time for you.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds like a tremendous service you provide. You touched on something that's kind of leading me to my last question. Some of us speak a small amount of Chinese, but unfortunately very few of us read Chinese, either simplified or traditional. Are there any other than coming in to meet one of you specialists, are there any other tips you could give to somebody who doesn't read Chinese and has their document?
Okay, so this is a very common dilemma of a lot of American-born Chinese, because you even if you have the book, you have the Jiapu or Jupu, you still don't have the ability to read or decipher the information and data in there. So there are several ways. The probably more efficient, quicker, but more costly way is to hire a translator, mm-hmm. right? And then there are several apps that I have found to be useful. You can hover your camera over your phone over the characters, and it will give you the pinyin and so forth like that. But that is very time consuming, because mm-hmm. you have to scan each characters with your phone and put all that together. There are two apps that I found. There is free, it could be free, or if you want a more advanced version of it, you probably have to pay a fee. I haven't looked into that. But one is called Waygo, W-A-Y-G-O, Waygo Translator. Waygo, yeah, you can do it on your phone or your PC, I believe that one. And another one that I've heard really good things about is Pleco Chinese Dictionary. P-L-E-C-O, Pleco Chinese Dictionary. That you can also download on your phone. So it's very convenient that way. And so, I mean, it's doable, but it just takes a lot of time. And, you know, just gonna have to scan over each character. Another way that I mentioned earlier, you can set up a consultation with one of the family search specialists online. And we can probably do a few pages at a time, you know, because it is time consuming. We can't do the whole book in one sitting, and nor is it possible, honestly, you know, being online and not able to see the book physically. But yeah, these are some of the ways to do it, and it's going to take time.
Well, those are great tips. So Waygo and Pleco.
Yes.
Our listeners can look for that. Your presentation just made me think of another question, and that is, if somebody has their Jiapu or their Zhupu, how do we get it to, what's the best way to get it to you to have it scanned, to put it into your library, to add to that 65,000 documents? Would you accept Zhupu or Jiapu from the public to scan?
Absolutely. We welcome all donations. In fact, that's really how we have our collection, that how we build our collection. One Jiapu, one Zhupu at a time. If you have your own Jiapu or Zhupu and you are willing to share, there is a donation form you can fill out on Family Search. It's just a form fill out, and then or contact one of a specialist, set up an online consultation to say, hey, I have this, how do I go about doing that? We definitely appreciate that, because the more data we have, then we can share with more people. You never know who is looking for your family, Gary. Maybe someone is also from your family searching for a certain ancestor you both commonly share. So if we have that information online, you might be able to find living relatives somewhere else. So yeah, we always look for people who are willing to donate their family history with us.
That's wonderful, yeah. And I'm always looking to find more family. So that's a wonderful suggestion. Lena, thanks so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate your expertise, and I'm sure everybody gained a lot of knowledge from your presentation. Have a great day.
Thank you.